Montreal will pay $350,000 to the developer who forced the closure of historic concert hall La Tulipe. The 100-year-old venue has been out of commission since 2024, after a Quebec court found that noise from La Tulipe was causing neighbor Pierre-Yves Baudouin, quote, substantial harm. Baudouin had bought and redeveloped the building next door, with the Plateau Montréal's approval, turning it into residential units a decade ago. But in 2021, after multiple noise complaints, the borough told him that approval was issued in error. And it's on that ground that Baudouin sued the city for damages. Now, the Plateau Montréal approved an out-of-court settlement at Monday night's borough council meeting, which ended the legal battle surrounding the venue, giving it the green light to finally reopen its doors. La Tulipe has become a flashpoint for Montrealers' concerns that development is killing culture and nightlife in the city. The case has spurred the Plateau to change their bylaws around noise. To learn more about how this mistake happened and what the Plateau is doing to change things for the future, I'm joined by Plateau Montréal Borough Mayor Cathy Wong. Cathy Wong, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So with the news of this settlement, you know, I think people are wondering just how we got to this point. I know it's back a decade now, but I just have to ask, you know, how is it that the Plateau Montréal Borough gave Pierre-Yves Baudouin this permit only to say 5 years later, you know, our bad? How did that happen?
The first thing is, indeed, this event happened a long time ago, and it was about time that we put an end to all of these proceedings, to this entire dispute. So concretely, this out-of-court settlement between the City of Montreal and Mr. Baudouin concerning La Tulipe, you know, will allow us to avoid a long and costly trial. How did it happen? I would say that it is a human error, a human mistake from an employee here at the borough in 2016. I think that, you know, it is possible to make an error, and this is what happened here. Unfortunately, this error, you know, has caused a lot of different issues, and this is one of them. Since the closing of La Tulipe, we have put in place different initiatives, such as, for example, modifying our noise bylaw. We have improved our program for soundproof for independent venues in Montreal. And now, well, you know, we are at another step where we are permanently protecting La Tulipe and the entire community also from another event like this one by settling this out-of-court, you know, out-of-court agreement between the City of Montreal and Mr. Baudouin.
Is this something the borough has investigated? Like, it sounds like you might have. You said it's a human error. You might know what caused it because, you know, it's $350,000 plus court fees plus a venue that's been closed for more than a year. What has the Plateau sort of put in place internally to find out, you know, how this was allowed to happen and make sure it can never happen again?
Mm-hmm. Well, this human error has made us learn a lot of lessons. I would say the first lesson is the importance of protecting our nightlife here. And in order to protect it, it needs concrete actions. It needs bylaws. It needs also working with partners, nightlife partners, understanding, you know, the balance that we need to, you know, to represent on the Plateau. We are one of the most dense boroughs in Montreal, where thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of Montrealers sleep every night on the Plateau, and at the same time, thousands come to the Plateau to party. And we have to find that balance. And today, the lessons that we have learned is that we have to do a lot of work in order to protect that nightlife, and I'm definitely motivated to do so. When I arrived as the new mayor last November on the Plateau, one of the first things I did was to meet with most of our nightlife partners, listen to them. I know that there's trust to be rebuilt, and definitely listen to their propositions so that we can build the next steps together. One of them is modernizing our noise bylaw. This is something that I intend to do as soon as possible, and finding also solutions for mediation here on the Plateau.
So we saw the Plateau Morel proposed a new noise bylaw back last summer, and there was a lot of community pushback to some of the measures in that bylaw. Are you saying that, you know, that hasn't actually been put in place yet? What are the next steps there?
So in 2024, the noise bylaw was modified so that the performance venues would be excluded from an article, which is Article 9, that does not allow anyone to make any noise. So we're really coming from a noise bylaw that that actually forbids any type of noise. So today we have excluded the performance venues from that article. And today the performance venues are allowed to make noise. Today we are at a point where we need to determine what it means to make noise and how do we measure it and how do we find that balance in a residential area like ours where hundreds of thousands of residents sleep on the plateau every night. So we need to adopt those measures. But one thing that we did is really protect the performance venues from this rule that says that we're not allowed to make any noise, and that any type of noise, would be subject to some type of penalty. That's one thing. The other thing, and what you're referring to, is indeed last year there was a consultation around another modernization of the bylaw, and during that consultation there were different options that were proposed. One of them was around the amount of the penalties, and others were around the authority that will be intervening. So these are this is the work that we need to continue, and that I am really motivated to, to bring into action.
Yeah. And, speaking of that, I guess, last round of consultations and that work, one thing I heard coming out of people in nightlife was that some of the changes were really welcomed, including getting the SPVM out of being the first responders to a noise complaint, having it be other actors. But, again, they sort of said that what can be on the books can be one thing, like the laws in place, but how they're applied can be totally different on the ground. You know, we saw this in Natsulip where the borough had rules, but what actually happened with the permitting was, it was totally different. When you're putting these new noise bylaws into place, when you're changing things up in the sector, how do people who are working in nightlife and just the citizens of the plateau in general, how do they trust that, what the vision of the borough is on paper actually becomes a reality on the ground?
One of my main priority beyond the bylaw is to be able to implement mediation on the plateau. Because I believe that, of course, the bylaw will be another step in making sure that the authority that is involved is an authority that is respectful and sensitive to nightlife, and that have the tools, for example, to measure the noise and to be able to dialogue with the institutions and with the citizens. So, beyond that bylaw, I think that what's going to be really important is to have a project where mediation will be, the norm when it comes to noise from cultural establishments and nightlife establishments. And this is where we want to head towards. We have a lot of cities around the world that have implemented such measures. And this is, I believe, one of the way for us to find that balance between having residents that sleep and residents that want to party. So, of course, we're going to work on the bylaw, but beyond that, we're going to work on the implementation of a mediation system, and this, I believe, will allow us to build the trust that we need to find that balance.
And then back to La Tulipe. I mean, can Montrealers expect, now that this legal battle is finally over, the concert hall to reopen? Are you in contact with them at all about what the next steps are there?
I don't know their intentions for the future. I have reached out, and I'm looking forward to speaking with them. My priority is really for La Tulipe to reopen as fast as possible. So as the mayor of the borough, I'll do everything in that is possible to facilitate and to accelerate their reopening.
All right. Kathy Wong, thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you to you too.
That was Kathy Wong, borough mayor for the Plateau Montréal. La Tulipe management said in a statement that although they welcome the end of the legal battle, they're seeking government funding to reopen. With no payout from the city, they say they're the big losers from this administrative error. They're not taking interviews at this time. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bichal with the Local Journalism Initiative.